Service safe.
Professor Buzzkill. Minions.
Hola, Buzzkillers. It's the Professor here, and I've got your mini-myth for the week. You know, there's a rule of thumb about the truth behind any historical event. And that rule of thumb is that there must be good evidence to support the fact that it happened, and also good evidence to support that it happened the way people say it happened. But what about the history of the phrase rule of thumb itself? Where did that come from? What does it mean? Are there any myths behind that? Well, Buzzkillers, I can tell you right up front that the story that once upon a time, ancient English laws allowed men to beat their wives with a stick as long as that stick was no thicker around than a man's thumb, that's a myth. Well, it's a myth, kind of. What makes it a myth and what makes it so interesting is that it's been around a long time, and the myth itself has been used for justification for more recent laws. There was no such ancient law. But somehow the phrase crept into the legal consciousness. Ancient English common law did allow a husband to correct his wife, and they used that word correct. And that may have included beatings, but this was ended by laws passed under Charles II in the 1660s. Those laws mentioned moderate correction as the new legal restriction. This did not mean that husbands could beat their wives. The worst they could do under these new laws was confine their wives to the house. Now, that's the 1660s. That was a long time ago to end wife beating, or at least end it legally. But the myth of the rule of thumb must have been around then because, or certainly in the 1700s and early 1800s, because the famous and popular satirical cartoonist James Gilroy published a cartoon called Judge Thumb. It lampooned Sir Francis Buller, who was a major judge at the time, for ruling that men could beat their wives, but only with a stick that was no thicker than their thumb. Double myth time, Buzzkillers. There's no record of Buller ever making such a ruling. No such ruling ever got passed down in English law. But that didn't matter because Gilray's cartoon was widely seen, was widely referenced, and therefore the idea and the phrase rule of thumb stuck. Now, later reference was made to the old doctrine and ancient law of a punishment stick limited to the size of a man's thumb in legal rulings in the United States in the 19th century and some or even early in the 20th century. And it was famously referred to by the feminist Del Martin in 1976, but she was actually misinterpreted by other people as meaning there had been such a law when in fact there hadn't. And people now refer to this mythological law all the time. It's a classic example of how myths start small, but can have a very, very long lifespan. Sometimes, Buzzkillers, mini-myths aren't so many. Talk to you next week. Over and out.